You are listening to the audio production of A Dissertation Concerning the End for Which God Created the World by Jonathan Edwards, published by One Audiobooks and read by Arthur Morey. Introduction. Containing explanations of terms and general positions. To avoid all confusion in our inquiries concerning the end for which God created the world, a distinction should be observed between the chief end for which an agent performs any work and the ultimate end. These two phrases are not always precisely of the same signification, and though the chief end be always an ultimate end, yet every ultimate end is not always a chief end. A chief end is opposite to an inferior end, an ultimate end is opposite to a subordinate end. A subordinate end is what an agent aims at, not at all upon its own account, but wholly on the account of a further end, of which it is considered as a means. Thus, when a man goes a journey to obtain a medicine to restore his health, the obtaining of that medicine is his subordinate end, because it is not an end that he values at all upon its own account, but wholly as a means of a further end, namely, his health. Separate the medicine from that further end, and it is not at all desired. An ultimate end is that which the agent seeks in what he does for its own sake, what he loves, values, and takes pleasure in on its own account, and not merely as a means of a further end. As when a man loves the taste of some particular sort of fruit, and is at pains and cost to obtain it, for the sake of the pleasure of that taste which he values upon its own account, as he loves his own pleasure, and not merely for the sake of any other good, which he supposes his enjoying that pleasure will be the means of. Some ends are subordinate not only as they are subordinated to an ultimate end, but also to another end that is itself but subordinate. Yea, there may be a succession or chain of many subordinate ends, one dependent on another, one sought for another, before you come to anything that the agent aims at and seeks for its own sake. As when a man sells a garment to get money, to buy tools, to till his land, to obtain a crop, to supply him with food, to gratify the appetite. And he seeks to gratify his appetite on its own account, as what is grateful in itself. Here the end of his selling his garment to get money is only a subordinate end, and it is not only subordinate to the ultimate end, gratifying his appetite, but to a nearer end, buying husbandry tools. And his obtaining of these is only a subordinate end, being only for the sake of tilling land. And the tillage of land is an end not sought on its own account, but for the sake of the crop to be produced. And the crop produced is an end sought only for the sake of making bread, and bread is sought for the sake of gratifying the appetite. Here gratifying the appetite is called the ultimate end, because it is the last in the chain where a man's aim rests, obtaining in that the thing finally aimed at. So whenever a man comes to that in which his desire terminates and rests, it being something valued on its own account, then he comes to an ultimate end. Let the chain be longer or shorter. Yea, if there be but one link or one step that he takes before he comes to this end. As when a man that loves honey puts it into his mouth for the sake of the pleasure of the taste, without aiming at anything further. So that an end which an agent has in view may be both his immediate and his ultimate end, his next and his last end, that end which is sought for the sake of itself and not for the sake of a further end, is an ultimate end. There the aim of the agent stops and rests. A thing sought may have the nature of an ultimate and also of a subordinate end, as it may be sought partly on its own account and partly for the sake of a further end. Thus a man in what he does may seek the love and respect of a particular person, partly on its own account, because it is in itself agreeable to men to be the objects of others' esteem and love, and partly because he hopes, through the friendship of that person, to have his assistance in other affairs, and so to be put under advantage for obtaining further ends. A chief end, which is opposite to an inferior end, is something diverse from an ultimate end. It is most valued and therefore most sought after by the agent in what he does. It is evident that to be an end more valued than another end is not exactly...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?